Control mobile. 4LSL, stationary. 8LL, W2T mobile. And I've got to think of the name to go with that. The voice is familiar, but I can't think of the name right this minute. Station Anderson. And I knew the voice was familiar, but I couldn't put a name with it. That's what happens when you get old, is that, you know, there's that old stuff that gets you. And, just left lunch, went to Olive Garden, had me a bowl of soup, and had me some cheese ravioli. And now I'm going to go home and vegetate until I got to call Annette at 6:30 tonight.
Annette, are you calling?
I'm Hill 5 Century Club, and I call several nets a week for those folks. I call a 40-meter, I call a 75-meter net on Wednesday night at 10 o'clock our time. I've got a 40-meter net that starts at 7 o'clock our time, and I start looking for free net check-ins at 6:30 on 40 meters at somewhere around 72, 68, depending upon whether the frequency, I got to move a little bit. And then on Sunday, I'll be calling a 20-meter net about 3 o'clock in the afternoon our time.
That I plan on being down in the studio for quite a while tonight, and my 2-meter radio and my HF radio are sitting right next to my bait station where I spray baits. I may have to jump down there and check that out.
NetLogger as our logging software, and if you download it, it's free to download. In fact, you can go to our club's website, which is 3905charliecharlienovember.oscarromeogolf, and there's a link right there on the front page to download NetLogger, and you install that, and that allows you to see what nets are running, what frequency they're on, who's checked in, from where, and it's also, if you use it as a logger, and log your contacts in it. It also will let you know who you work, too.
Will it upload to QRZ and Low TW?
I believe it will. I don't use it for that because I transfer all of my contacts to my main logger just by creating I just log everything in my main logger, so I do it that way, and that way I don't have to worry about it. And then I can do my auto loads to Logbook of the World, Club Log, wherever I need to load it. So I just do it that way. It comes along remembering how to do it with three different logging programs.
Renew my membership to QRZ. And I don't know. I use that as a logbook right now. A premium subscriber to QRZ, I was able to just fire all of them off to Logbook of the World, and fire all the ones from Logbook of the World over to QRZ, and it did all the confirmations for me and everything else. I just got to do it again. And right after Christmas, money is a little tight.
I'm talking about, and I just renewed my membership to them, and and I'm on a 30-day right now, on a 30-day cheap membership, but I'll pay the regular fee once I get paid in the middle of the month, and anyway, and do that, but, like I said, I call at least two nets a week for the Century Club, along with a net for the, every other week for the South Carolina single sideband net, so. You know, I've been doing nets, calling nets for 30 years at least, or almost that anyway. I've been a ham that long.
Only good possibility that I've checked into that net and just don't realize that I have. It would have been, 20 years ago? 15 years ago? Somewhere around there? Good Lord. When you say it like that, where is the time gone?
License in 1990, and that's 32 years ago, 33 years ago now, because I got right at the beginning of 1990, so, you know, and you go 2000, 2010, 2020, that's 30 years, 2022 is 32, and then, you know, you add that extra year, the year of 1990, and that gives you 33 years, so it works out, and, but I got roped in a calling nets on 2 meters, and then eventually on sideband, and now I belong to the Century Club and the secretary for them and everything. So, and we got a lot of awards and things we give out to, just like other places. So we're good. You know, we're a good group of folks, and we're an international club. That's the one thing about us. Our guys are all over the United States, Canada. We've got members in South America. We've got members in Europe. And, you know, it's that's why we get a lot of people checking in.
Yeah, that is a long time running net then. My experience with nets have been that, you know, if you don't get a lot of interest in it, they don't last very long. But which is cool that the upstate here is very active in the hobby. When I left Atlanta, I could leave my 2 meter radio on in my living room all day long and might hear two or three people key up, and that's with me scanning. So, you know, here it's alive and kicking, and I really enjoy it. Especially being disabled now, that's all I do is sit here and listen to the radios, play on FT8, and spray fishing baits in the winter.
You got to have something to do, and I've been. Of course, I'm retired. I'm not completely disabled, but I do have some disability. Can't do a lot of lifting because my back doesn't like it. And you know, and everything else, it just takes the time and getting things done. And like I said, the Century Club is a very. In fact, that's where I. It was while I was on the Century Club. I earned my WAS on 75 meters, working all 50 states on 75 meters because of the Century Club. Because they would have people that would check in from Alaska late at night, and then those would check in from Hawaii even later at night. Because we run nets on 20 meters, on 40 meters, on 75 meters, and on 20 meters, 40 meters, 80 meters, and 160 meters. We've got nets on all of those bands. And we do FT8, we do Ready, we do PSK, and we do sideband. So there's a lot of nets with a lot of people.
That frequency on 80, was that 3975?
We work on somewhere around 3909. Our listed frequency on our... There's somebody on 3903 and somebody else on 3901. So we usually go up to say somewhere around 3910, 3910. We may even drop as low as 3880 or something like that to get away from the QRM and other people that have the parks on the air folks, because they seem to like our frequencies. And the same thing with 7268. We usually try to do there, and then. But we'll have people who come out and parks on the air, folks, particularly on the weekends. They'll camp on that frequency. They'll camp on that frequency, and then we'll have to find somewhere else to call our net. But that's why I like using NetLogger, because once the NCS decides where he's going to call the net, NetLogger throws the frequency up as they're up on the screen, so that when you click on that net, it tells you what frequency we're on.
It's the 3905 Century Club, founded in 1977. Am I on the right page here?
905ccn.org, you'll be on the right page.
On.
If you go down there and look at the officers, look at the list and find the administration, the officers, you'll see me there. I'm actually holding... I actually hold 4 spots in this organization, believe it or not.
I'm looking... Beautiful website, by the way. NetLogger. There it is. Yeah, may just download this here.
Use it or go on it, so you might as well. And it is very good. And like I said, it makes it easier to for our nets, because... When you click on Open Net Logger, you'll go up to the top and you'll say Select the Net, and it'll give you a button to click on to Select the Net, and it'll pop up a screen, and it'll tell you all the nets that are running on all of the different NetLogger servers. They've got NetLogger, NetLogger 2, and NetLogger 3, and NetLogger 3 is where our group is, because we and one other group share that server, and because of the people that do it. And so anyway, well, I'm back to the house. My dog's probably inside hollering at me, so I need to get on inside. And I'll talk to you later. I'll have the radio on in the house, and I'll be in the radio room and computer room here in a little bit. Talk to you later. 73's W2T for now.
W2T73's Rusty. Thanks for the information. I'll get this downloaded and get it set up, and we'll probably see you on the net tonight. Yeah, I'll have the radio on. I'm about to throw down some base colors on a couple of baits, and man, I tell you, I've been playing around and getting some pretty cool designs, and I'm about to start putting some pictures up on my QRZ with it. But we'll talk to you later on this evening. 73, sir, KG4LS, LB on the site.